Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A new plan in New York City to help struggling small retail businesses. It's called Open Storefronts and uses the outdoor dining model.
The mayor wants to give small business owners better opportunities this holiday season. He signed an executive order allowing them to set up shop outside.
We want to make sure it's safe. But also give a lot more space. And I think we can strike that balance.
Small Business Commissioner Janelle Doris says they'll be allowed to operate right in front of their stores.
Businesses can erect temporary signage. They also can use umbrellas that are collapsible and also tents.
Officials have taken their cue from the success of outdoor dining. They say outdoor shopping is allowed curbside if you're already on a closed street or if you team up with other local businesses to apply for that. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
This runs through December 31st. Businesses should apply at nyc.gov/open-storefronts. A COVID hot zone update from Governor from Governor Cuomo, who says the red zone in southern Brooklyn is going to remain under those restrictions for now. He did today announce some changes in Orange County.
The red zone will go to orange. The yellow zone will stay yellow. There has been progress in other areas in micro clusters, but nothing at this point that would cause us to change any classifications this week.
The governor announced that counties and cities will be permitted to impose a mask mandate on schools. Latest numbers reveal a 1.5% positivity rate in New York.